K92.3.
Two people, one date, zero texts returned.
Obie and Ashley's second date update.
Brought to you by attorney Dan Newlin. In a rec, need a check, Google Dan Newlin.
Ron with Sarah over in Ocoee. It's good to be talking to you. If you don't mind, Sarah, let's get right into your story.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I went on a date with a guy named Calvin, a few weeks ago. He met me at my place. He just hung out for a little bit while I was finishing getting ready, and then we went out for drinks in my neighborhood. Yeah, I just don't understand why he's not calling me back.
Now, Sarah, I just want to make sure that you're emotionally okay to handle whatever he throws your way.
Yeah, I feel like I'm ready. I don't know what it's going to be because I feel like the date went really well. So I'm really just curious.
All right, well, let's go ahead and give him a shout and let us talk to him first if he picks up.
Okay.
Sarah, let us talk to him first, too, okay, before you come in.
Okay.
Hello?
Calvin, please.
This is Calvin.
Calvin, good morning. My name is Obie, and that's Ashley.
Hi, Calvin.
So you've got two of us. Both of us are hosts of a morning radio show for one of the big stations here in town, K92.3.
Wait, who is this?
So K92.3, it's the big country station here in town, and we are morning show hosts for it.
For what?
For the radio. It's a morning radio show. So we're calling you because we got an email from somebody that you went on a date with. Her name is Sarah. She has no idea why you wouldn't be getting back to her after your guys' date. So we're trying to help her out.
You got an email from Sarah. Okay.
We talked to her this morning, too, and she said she still hadn't heard from you.
I don't really feel comfortable just telling you guys
sure.
to stay on a radio about
sure.
it. Stuff, so.
Calvin, totally understandable. If it makes you feel any better, Sarah already spilled the beans to us, though, so she's comfortable with this.
What'd she say?
Well, no, she listens to our show regularly, so she knows that sometimes crazy things do happen. She just says she feels like nothing like that happened on your guys' date.
No, something like that happened, absolutely. Yeah, I was at her place. And there's a bag of Cheetos, so I just reach in, little snack while I'm waiting for her to get ready, and they taste weird.
These are her Cheetos?
That's kind of like just meet someone and start eating their food? So what happened, though?
I didn't go looking for them. I'm just sitting on the couch. They're right here, bag, open.
Okay.
So, appetizer, sure.
Right.
That's not the weird part. So I have a few, and I'm like, these taste weird. So she comes out, so I tell her that they taste weird. She's like, oh my gosh, did you eat those? I suck all the flavor off and put them back in the bag.
What? So ate Cheetos that she'd already licked or something?
Yes. She takes all the flavoring off and puts it back in the bag.
A germ thing just because you guys exchanged germs, like you're not calling her back?
Well, yeah, it's just, I mean, what are you, 5 years old? And then she also told me she does that with other things.
Listen, wait a minute here.
With what?
Oreos,
with
Oreos. Like donuts, like the jelly she'll suck out, Oreos, open it up, lick it, but put it back in the, I mean, come on.
Hold on.
She's got this weird tick.
She probably didn't expect you to be eating her Cheetos, though, either. It's not like she did it on purpose.
Hey, why don't we do this? Because you were in Sarah's space, and I want to make sure that we're fair to Sarah, who is on the line and just had a chance to hear all this.
So that's really the reason, Calvin, because I don't understand. Like, if we were going to be dating, we'd be making out and exchanging saliva. So, like, what is the big deal? Like, those are my Cheetos in my house.
You didn't tell me you just called me. You didn't tell me she's on the line. This is, come on, guys.
No.
Now, Calvin, though, hold on. This is all good, though. We're trying to get you guys back together again. Sarah.
That's not fair. You called me up telling me you're talking to me about this. And then,
well, it's okay. We can talk to Sarah now about licking all the flavor off of Cheetos.
Oh, so gross.
You guys, there is so many carbs in things that I'm just like saving the calories and carbs by licking the flavoring off. And it's like, I feel like I'm eating the Cheetos, but I'm not really eating the Cheetos.
Oh,
you know, it's
my
like,
gosh. That's
it's
funny.
Hard to stay in shape these days.
Well, and what else do you do that with?
Oh, come on.
I mean, I do it with lots of things. Like you said, Oreos. Like, if I have jelly donuts, I'll just suck the jelly out. Like, whatever. I mean, I live alone. I'm allowed to eat however I want to eat.
How do you even start doing that? Like, where does that even come from? Like, that's just, it's just, I mean, it's just gross.
Well, look, you know, I grew up as a bigger kid, and it took me a long time to learn how to eat healthy, and I finally lost the weight, and it's like, I still like those foods. They're still my comfort foods, but, like, I have to draw a line somewhere where I know I can't eat them regularly, but I still like the flavor.
Wow.
I mean, can we work on a second date? I think this is just a simple misunderstanding. I mean, you were in her comfort zone.
Yeah, don't eat her Cheetos, dude.
Be like a bad roommate.
I mean, now that I know, as long as it doesn't go too far, yeah. I think I can...
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's chop this up to a second date, and you guys just keep us in touch, all right?
You good with that, Sarah?
Yeah, I'll put all those foods in a separate cabinet. How about that?
Nice.
Home of Obie and Ashley's 8:15 second date update.